Friends, this morning's message is not a difficult one to understand. Its Thanksgiving theme is elementary, and it was purposely designed to be so. I don't want you to spend this morning trying to understand and figure out what the message is. I want you to spend this morning trying to decide how you're going to respond to this message. Just a few minutes ago, we read the gospel in which Jesus came upon 10 lepers. There were 10 men had leprosy. 10 men cried out for healing. 10 men were told to go and show themselves to the priest. Now, the reason they were told to do this is because in that day, all disease and sickness was believed to be a result of sin in one's life. And the only way to be able to be declared clean was to go and be absolved of that sin, something only the priest could do. So these 10 leprous men were not only considered to be unclean, but also sinners. To show up before the priest healed of their disease was proof of God's forgiveness. Now, Jesus didn't succumb to such ideas. He knew that they had simply been exposed to this sickness and had contracted it. And in his compassion and love, he heals them. But the only way that society was going to allow these men back into everyday life was if the priest declared them to be clean. So Jesus sent them to the priest. So 10 men have leprosy, 10 men cry out for healing, 10 men are sent to the priest, and 10 men are healed. And I'm sure that every one of these men was thankful, but how many returned to actually give thanks? One. And this one who returned was a foreigner. We're told he was a Samaritan. Luke takes special pains to point out, and he was a Samaritan. And why did he do that? Because it was important. You see, Samaritans were of Jewish descent, but somewhere in their past they began to intermarry with other religions, and so Jewish people considered them to be heretical. They were outcast. They were kicked out of the promised land. They were denied access to the temple. And so this is a big deal that Jesus heals this man as well. Now, the fact that Luke points out that this man was a Samaritan implies that the other 9 were God-fearing Jewish men. I hear a lot of talk today of how people feel that there's a big lack of gratitude in society and that it seems like it's getting worse. That in today's culture, there seems to be this attitude of entitlement, the idea that for some reason we deserve certain things and therefore, because we deserve them, they're owed to us, we don't have to offer thanks. But I'm not sure that we're not wrong. I don't know that we're any worse than they were in Jesus' day. Perhaps those 9 men, because they were Jewish, felt entitled to healing. After all, they were God's chosen people. And so this healing is just a perk of being born a Hebrew. No big deal. But for this foreigner, this Samaritan, he's going along to the priest and he sees he is healed as well. And he thinks, wait, I'm no longer considered a Jew, and I've been kicked out of the promised land. I've been denied access to the temple, and yet because I dared to hope in you, because I dared to obey your commands, you've healed me as well. And he threw himself in the dirt, flat on the ground in front of Jesus, said, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm sure all 10 men were thankful, but only one came back to give thanks. And I wonder if we as Christians don't sometimes have this same attitude, that because we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then all the good things that happen in our lives, we deserve it. Because we are Christians, because we're living Christian lives, that God should bless us, like we earned it or something. But you see, we don't deserve anything. It is only because God is a God of love and grace that we have anything. As James tells us, all good gifts around us, They are sent from heaven above. And therefore, we should go to God and we should give thanks. I'd like to ask a few questions, and if you're willing, will you raise a hand? How many of you are thankful for your families? How many of you are thankful for your friends? If you're married, how many of you are thankful for your spouse? How many of you, if you have children, are thankful for your kids? How many of you are thankful for your car, your house, your food, your job, your health? Yes, just as I expected. You're very thankful people. Now, I don't want to see any hands, okay? But how many of you who are thankful have actually given thanks? Have actually given thanks to yourselves? Answer these questions. Who of you have told your family lately that you are thankful for them? How many of you here today have told your spouse lately that you love them and that you are thankful for all that they do in your lives? How many of you have told your children or your grandchildren that you are thankful and they are a joy to you in your life? Who here has told God, using actual words, thank you, God, for my car, for my home, for the pillow that I lay my head on at night? Thank you, Lord, for my eyes that I can see the beauty around me. Thank you that I have arms that I can embrace the people that I love. And thank you for my job, even though it's not the best. But thank you for this job that allows me to provide for my family. What if God proposed that he would give us everything that we wanted as long as we were grateful and thankful for it? But anything that we were ungrateful for, anything that we did not give thanks, he would take away from us. I think we would have to think long and hard before accepting that deal. I don't know about you. We're in the holiday seasons. I tend to eat 2 to 3 times more than what I need to be strong and healthy. And if I had to truly be grateful for everything I eat, I might get a little hungry if it were taken from me. How many of us would have a job tomorrow if we had to appreciate it? How many of us would wake up tomorrow single if we had to appreciate and be thankful for our spouse? How many of our church steeples would disappear overnight if we had to truly be thankful and grateful for our church? How many of us would become invalids if we had to be thankful for our health? How many of us would be homeless if we had to be thankful and grateful for the home that we live in? Now, I'm sure we're thankful, but do we give thanks for that? We take so many things for granted. Oh, my health when I'm young. Oh, that's, you know, it's just, no, you have health because God has blessed you. Friends, let's turn off the entitlement buttons for a little while, at least for a few days, and instead give thanks. Not just be thankful, but give thanks. Speak thanks to those you love, to the people around you. Thank the person that holds that door for you. Thank the person that bags your groceries. This Thanksgiving, take time to tell your spouse, your kids, your friends, your neighbors that you are thankful for them. But most of all, run back to the Lord and throw yourself at his feet and say, thank you, thank you, thank you for all the rich gifts that he provides us. For without the Lord's grace and forgiveness and love, we would all be lepers, outcast of the kingdom of heaven. But because of Jesus, we have been forgiven. We are loved and we are blessed, not because we deserve it, but because God is a God of love and a God of grace. So this Thanksgiving and every day beyond, let us not just be thankful, but let us actually give thanks. Amen? Amen. Lord, we thank you for this simple message. We thank you for that thankful man who who you blessed with healing. And because of his just immense gratitude, he came back. He wasn't just thankful, but he looked you in the eyes and he said, thank you. Lord, so many times we take the blessings you give us for granted. We take the fact that we have the freedom to gather together and worship for granted. Oh, I'll go next week, or I'll go the week after that. We take for granted the people in our lives who are closest to us, who we love the most. Lord, help us to never take anyone for granted. Help us not to take any day for granted, for we are not guaranteed tomorrow. But today, let us tell someone that we are thankful that they are in our lives. Lord, you are so good to us. Help us to recognize that and give thanks to you each and every day. We ask this in the name of our Lord, who taught us how to give thanks.